Four-layer delight. You got cupcakes. You got donuts. I mean, candy bars. Ice cream. There's 100,000 flavors of ice cream. Carrot cake. Red velvet cake. Chocolate cake. Yellow cake. Oh, my God. I forgot sweet potato pie. Pizza pie. Chicken pot pie. Shepherd's pie.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Talking baked with a crust. That gooey strawberry. When my grandma makes that, oh, my God. I'd kill 6 innocent people to have a slice of that right now. You know, if I was in another country, didn't know the people, and they said, you have to kill these people. Nobody will ever know about it, but you get your slice of pie, that's a bad day for them.
On 1340 WKGN.
You don't want too much crust either. I don't like too much crust on my pies. A good thin flaky crust apple pie with the sugar on top, and throw that scoop. I mean, right out of the oven too. I'm talking, I want you to picture this, right out of the oven in a bowl. You chop it around a little bit.
Toss that
scoop on top. A little drips through the crevices of the cinnamon apple. God, it's good.
She's my cherry pie.
Hour 3 kicking off at the Fan Run Studios. I'm going to tell you, hey, if you're looking for a place to get dinner tonight or maybe get a couple happy hour drinks, go by and see the Drive Guys at Jets Pizza in Farragut. They'll be there from 3 to 6. I say happy hour. Well, that's because it runs all the way to 7 o'clock and features $2 pints. The Smokies are in town this weekend, and Russell will have many Smokies tickets to give away. So stop by and see him in Kingston Pike and Farragut over there next to Shrimp Dot. Be at Jets Pizza. Come by. Get you some food. Get you some drinks. And some Smokies tickets. All right, Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now!
ESPN has condemned LeVar Ball. Get out of here!
Thanks, John. ESPN has condemned LeVar Ball for completely inappropriate comment he made to Molly Rose yesterday. ESPN says, no more, buddy. You're not coming on our airwaves again. I say, round of applause for ESPN. Not letting this guy back on their airwaves. And I don't mean that because of what he said to Molly Rose. I'm just tired of seeing the guy on TV. But this is a good excuse for them to ban him as he made an inappropriate gesture you're familiar with yesterday. What was it he said? He said,
I change gears with you anytime.
Yeah, which is completely inappropriate. I mean, you just don't say that. You know, you can't. It's not 1954 anymore, LeVar. You know, this is not. What's that TV show? Yeah, you know what? Mad Men. This is not Mad Men, LeVar.
I thought you were going happy days.
You can't just say, yeah, we'll switch gears anytime, toots. You know, you can't do that anymore. It's 2019. LeVar Ball, living in the past. So he's banned from ESPN.
Too hot for TV.
Yeah, we'll see how hot he is without TV. I'm ready to just quit hearing about this guy. I wish he would just... I'm not going to say that. Anyway, his son, LaMelo... I wish he would just leave the planet is what I meant. Not like die, but go away. Like get...
Go to Mars?
Go to a different planet. That's what I was going to say. But the way I was going to say it, it sounded like I was hoping he would die. And I don't want that to happen. LaMelo Ball has announced that he, however, will be playing professional basketball in Australia's NBL for the Illawarra Hawks. The NBL, I guess that's the National Basketball League of Australia.
He's joining RJ Hampton, who was the number 5, you know, the ranked number 5 in this year's class.
For the Illawarra Hawks.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Speaking of another irrelevant basketball team named the Hawks, the Knicks have reportedly rejected the Atlanta Hawks offer for the number 3 pick.
Uh-oh. What'd they offer?
I caught some cold stares there from Cam.
8-10? 10-17? What'd we offer?
The Knicks have declined a recent trade offer that would have sent the number 3 overall draft pick to the Hawks.
Well, what'd we offer?
In exchange for the 8th and 10th picks.
Oh, okay.
A source told ESPN's Jonathan Givony.
Seems like their loss.
Givony. Givony. The Hawks have been aggressively exploring trade scenarios where they would package the numbers 8 and 10 picks to move up in Thursday night's draft.
That's right.
But they were rejected by the Knicks.
The Knicks won RJ Barrett. That's fine. Whatever. If I'm the Knicks, I'm just taking all the picks I can get. Because they're gonna miss out on like their guys, so they might as well just try to get as many picks.
Yeah. I guess so. Altuve could return to the Astros tomorrow.
Another update where the Hawks are maybe going to trade with the Cavs for number five. Maybe even get Kevin Love in there. I don't know. Could go for some Kevin Love, Trey Young pick and pops. With John Collins diving to the basket, that'd be a pretty good little play. I could get with it.
Give me some love.
Get the number five pick and maybe get Culver and Reddish. Hawks are going to be making some moves in the next couple days. I'm pumped. Can't stay off my phone, though. These last, like, ever since the Anthony Davis stuff happened on Saturday, I haven't been able to stay off my phone. I just keep reading all about it and just waiting for more. Give me more. More, more, more. Need more rumors. More reports. Give me some content to read. That's nonstop. Phone in my hand. You ever find yourself having that problem where you just can't put the phone down?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm in deep communication with a babe.
It's like once every couple months.
Depends on how you define babe, I guess.
Did you get any Tinder matches yesterday? Notice any cute new profiles?
Let me check. I didn't do a lot of swiping yesterday.
Okay. Turn my location off right quick just in case.
Tinder. Yeah, I didn't swipe much. Oh, did you try to play the prank on me?
I don't know.
Oh, I do have a plus one, actually, on Tinder Gold.
Oh.
Now, see, this is one of those fake profiles. She's 6,000 miles away. Decline. I'm not even going to try it, you know? I mean, if it says you're 5,000 miles away, how am I supposed to match with you? Yeah, nothing new on Tinder. I'll check Bumble later. Altuve could return to the Astros tomorrow.
Good for the Astros.
Mike Trout has hit his 20th home run of the season and passed Joe DiMaggio on the list of young power hitters when it comes to extra base hits. Not many have done what Mike Trout has done at age 28.
Yeah, he's really good.
Indeed he is. Sticking with baseball, David Ortiz, apparently his condition is improving. He's still in the hospital after he got shot last week. His condition has been upgraded, though, to good, which to me is a funny hospital term. How's David Ortiz? Ah, he's good. You know, as opposed to stable or critical.
He's just good.
No need to throw a fancy word in there. How is he? He's good. Tiffany Ortiz, his wife, said that doctors have listed him as good. We remain grateful to everyone. Good health. Bolstered by the many expressions of love, blah, blah, blah. And apparently also news on this, did you see where Dominican Republic officials have identified the fugitive who reportedly paid for the hit?
No.
On Ortiz. Police have not shared information regarding the motive behind the attack, but they have identified the fugitive who paid for the hit. Alberto Miguel Rodriguez Mota. Is his name. Four names.
Okay.
Very well.
See the Braves last night. They beat the hell out of the Mets. They won Sunday 15-1. They went last night 12-3.
Your team beat Ben's team?
Braves.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I root for them. They're not my team, though. And they're
sticking
cool.
With the Reds.
No, I'm a Braves fan now. I've made the switch. Forget the Reds. I'm a Braves guy.
Okay to change allegiances.
I'm a Braves guy.
You got to stick with them, though.
Yeah. Cunha will be there for the next 8 years at least. I'll be there. I'm a Braves guy. Always been a Braves fan.
I don't know why we have to be racist.
You got any more headlines?
Yes. Game of Thrones director Miguel Sapochnik has commented on the Battle of Winterfell. He said he wanted to kill everyone. But the writers, D&D, David and DB, visually policed him during his time working on Thrones.
That's his way of saying, sorry guys, it's not my fault the episode sucked.
I wanted to kill everyone.
I had a beta make it way better, but D&D said, nah. Sorry, I wanted to do my thing.
Well, he directed the episode, and he directed a lot of their big battle episode.
He's basically like, the other battles, that was me. That was me, the battle of the bastards. He did Blackwater right as well, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All those were me. I know what I'm doing. I would have made the Battle of Winterfell cool, but the writers, you know how they are. You guys saw the rest of the season. This was their vision.
He said he wanted to kill Jorah in the horse charge at the beginning.
Should have.
He wanted to kill him off immediately. I was up for killing everyone. I wanted it to be ruthless so that in the first 10 minutes you look at it and say, all bets are off, anyone could die.
Yeah, that would have been way better.
David and Dan did not want to do that.
So instead we got the romantic last moment with Jorah and Dany. So stupid. Just get Jorah out of there right away. I wish we could get like a redo. I don't want to say like redo it because I don't want to sound like the petition or whatever, but let's hear what the actual creative good people wanted to do with this show.
It is kind of hard to get over it the way that we were left.
I haven't really thought about it since it ended, which was crazy to me. I was thinking about it the other day. As I said, I wasn't thinking about it. I was like, man, completely over Game of Thrones, and this was supposed to be such a... big part of your life. Like, you waited for this for so long, and then
I think
it ended, and you're just kind of like, ugh, this sucks, and then never thought about it again.
I think it's because you're not acknowledging your grief.
I still think about Breaking Bad often.
Well, it ended well.
Yeah, better show.
No, but it ended better.
I think it actually is better. I feel like we overrated the other seasons of Game of Thrones, if I'm being honest.
No, no.
I think if you go back and realize that, it makes things easier. Season 1 wasn't that good. Season 5 was not very good either until like the last two episodes. Kind of the same as season 6. Like, we overrated that show a lot.
No. It's by far the best show ever through 6 seasons.
No.
It is. Breaking Bad. So I've watched 3 seasons of The Sopranos, and I can already tell you it's way better than Breaking Bad.
You've watched 2 seasons, I thought.
I'm at 3. I'm on season 3, episode 7 now.
So you haven't watched 3 full seasons, like I just said. Watched 2 full seasons.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said I'm on season 2.
Well, I mean, no, you're through season 2. You've watched 2 full seasons.
I've watched 2.5 seasons of Sopranos. But in my personal opinion, I think it's better than Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Everyone can have their opinions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Game of Thrones through 6 is...
Some people thought Butch Jones was a top 20 coach heading into year 5. Some of us in this room.
I don't think I said he was a top 20 coach.
Some of us did. I don't know. I'm not pointing any fingers. I
said he's better than Bronco Mendenhall.
Not pointing any favors. Fingers.
Didn't Bronco Mendenhall get an extension recently?
So you might need to back off that take, too. Bronco's still kicking.
I still got to see The Wire next.
Bronco's still kicking.
See where I rank The Wire on my Rushmore. I just want to make sure
you don't
to see
rank things on Rushmore, by the way.
You can rank them 1 through 4.
You just put 4 people up there. Mount Rushmore doesn't.
Oh, you can still rank them.
Mount Rushmore doesn't.
You don't rank the presidents on Mount Rushmore?
No, they're just there.
You're telling me that so-and-so.
That's the difference between Mount Rushmore and power rankings. Power rankings, you rank things. Mount Rushmore, you just give your 4 top.
No.
That's right.
You're telling me.
Mount Rushmore is just for the four best.
You're telling me Thomas Jefferson's just as good as Abe Lincoln?
I'm not telling you that. That's what the people who carved out Mount Rushmore said.
That's just not true. Well, why do we have to do Mount Rushmore? Like, why can't now we amend it? Can we not rip off Thomas Jefferson and maybe put up somebody else? When was it made? And this is nothing against Thomas Jefferson. I'm just saying, is he one of the top 4 presidents of all time? Because obviously Washington, Lincoln, those two are staples.
I mean, but yeah, but he helped invent electricity. That's a pretty big deal.
Teddy Roosevelt? That's not true, is it? I'm thinking of Ben Franklin. Why don't we put Ben Franklin up there? He didn't either. That's Thomas Edison. Teddy Roosevelt, do we not... Ben, you're a history guy. Is Teddy better than FDR? Seems like FDR did a lot. I was just saying, could we not amend the Mount Rushmore? You keep Washington and Lincoln for sure, but we've had other good presidents. Some would vouch for Reagan.
It was made in 1927.
Mount Rushmore was?
Yeah.
That would explain why, at the time, these 4 made the most sense. But since then, I mean, you know, We put Bill Clinton up there. We put Bill Clinton up there and then just carve like another, like a woman's
okay.
head.
Okay. All right, let's go to a break and talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, back on the program, JT tweets in saying Mount Rushmore was never actually finished. It was supposed to have full torsos for all of them.
Oh, my God. Speaking of torsos, did you hear that story yesterday about the guy with the torso in his car in Knoxville?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
I don't have all the details to it.
Okay.
Because it just kind of came spur of the moment here.
Yeah.
But there was a guy riding around town, and I saw him. This is what's really weird about it. Well, I didn't see him, but I saw all the cops when they got there. It was late, late Saturday night. It was like 3 a.m. Sunday, 3:30, something like that. I was still out at the time, giving some Uber rides. And I just happened to see the cops like sped by me on Sutherland. And I happened to be taking somebody from the bars to these apartments off Sutherland. And I was like, what are all these cops doing? And I saw there were several cars there stopped very close to here. I mean, very, very close to here. It was like between, I don't want to give away our exact location, but between Cox Street and some other street down off Sutherland. And I saw they had a guy like sitting out on the pavement. And I saw that there was a car that looked like it had like sort of crashed. It was just kind of on the side of the road there. Anyway, WBIR puts out this story yesterday. There's a guy traveling around with a human torso. And I saw it. I didn't see the torso because I didn't know that's what was happening. But I drove by that situation. And if I had known then, imagine, you know how you drive by something and then you hear later what happened? You're like, oh my God, if I had known that then, I would have been looking around for torsos.
Imagine the Twitter videos that would have come of that.
This was a big story yesterday. I'm surprised you never saw it.
So what happened?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to go through all that again. There's a guy driving around with a torso. I guess he had ran over somebody. Cam, do you know the details of this? Can you tell the details? I don't. It was a big deal, though. It's a big story. I'm looking up WBI.
Yeah, I read it a little bit, too. Okay, and then Cam basically, he hit somebody, and I guess it, like, split him in half. And he literally just picked up the torso and threw it in, like, his passenger seat. And he was drunk. The guy was drunk. And so the cops saw him, like, swerving and stuff and saw him hit something. And then they basically, you know, went over like he was a normal DUI. And then they saw the torso there and were like, oh, okay, like, this is crazy. And they went back to the original scene and found, like, the rest of the guy's body.
Yeah, that's basically the gist of the story. So the guy, I guess the guy split him in half when he hit him. Hmm.
Feels like an underreaction for the cops to just be like, oh, this is crazy.
I'm sure they were pretty distraught by it. I mean, I would have been. Anyway, he's facing vehicular homicide charges. A severed torso. Man, imagine even thinking to pick that up and put it in the... Ugh. Yeah, doesn't that give you kind of the chills? Like,
nah, not really.
The chicken skins?
It doesn't really do anything for me, honestly.
Oh.
Kind of just makes me think the guy ruined his car seats. Seat.
Yeah, he's probably going to need... Hopefully he had some of those WeatherTech floor mats. Imagine just pulling up on that, though.
I mean, I feel like I've watched enough TV, it wouldn't be a big deal.
In Knoxville, it's kind of a...
We're a big city.
We're not a big city.
Top 70 market.
I mean, just rolling up on a guy and you look in there, top 70, hey, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Oh, my God, there's a torso. That would be pretty creepy.
I don't think so. I think you're really overestimating this. It's not that good of a story.
You sound like a serial killer right now. The severed torso is not that big of a deal. I see it all the time in my basement.
I mean, I just don't get the infatuation with it.
My bad. You just see a man's torso lying around all the time, don't you?
Obviously, you didn't care enough about it. You didn't put in either batch of headlines.
Well, you brought up
You didn't even think to mention it that you saw this. So, like, you obviously didn't think it was a big deal either. I don't know why you're so bent out of shape by me not saying it's a big deal.
I had forgotten about it, but then you brought
right because it's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, coming you also into the said segment, you saw it Sunday night, and it's Tuesday, so you've got a whole day.
Coming
in
the segment, you brought up torsos.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It made me think of it.
Is it a good transition from Mount Rushmore torsos to this in Knoxville? Yes, it is. I think you're overestimating the craziness of the story. I think stuff like this happens all the time.
All right, I'll just bring in a torso tomorrow and just sit it in the lobby in one of the chairs in there, and you just tell me that's normal.
I'll just sit down next to it and eat my lunch like nothing happened.
How you doing?
Although you probably won't get
here. I don't
here
have
till,
a head.
Although you probably won't get here right until 12, so my lunch will probably already be eaten. But you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Can't act like this is just normal.
I feel like it happens all the time.
Apparently, when the officers pulled the guy over, he said he was blitzed. Get blitzed! That's literally what he said, according to a warrant. I don't know. Hell of a story there from 10 News. So, now, JT said that the Mount Rushmore statues were supposed to have torsos.
Mm-hmm. I guess they just never got around to it.
Just ran out of sculptors?
I don't know. I guess they just never finished it. I mean, like, 27's right before the Depression.
That's
I imagine
true.
That might have something to do with it. Like we can't justify spending all this money on you carving up this rock.
The 20s were so good. We were just roaring. We were sculpting presidents into the side of mountains, just being all American. And then all of a sudden, boom, stock market crash. We don't have sculptors anymore.
Then those guys had to go learn to actually get a real job.
Yeah, then we had to go to war. It just never got done. Never got around to it. You'd think they could have finished it in the 50s, maybe.
Seems a little weird that Teddy would order to somebody to carve his own face in the rocks. That seems kind of weird.
It's basically the same thing Butch did with the scoreboard. You know, they're probably asking Butch his thoughts. He's like, yeah, we should put Neyland. Probably put, maybe Fulmer or whoever was on
there. I think
it
was Jason Witten.
I mean, before when Butch was on there.
Right, wasn't it Reggie, Jason Witten?
It was Reggie and Neyland, I think.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, maybe put Neyland, Reggie, and then there's one more spot. Me? I mean, I'm better than Bronco Mendenhall.
I don't think you recommend that yourself. I think you wait for someone else to say it, but you have to hint around long enough where they know that you want to be, where you want to be the nomination, and then you're like, oh, no, guys, come on. Probably. I think they just were trying to find a fourth president, and he just kept turning everyone down.
We could put Taft on there, but then the mountain could collapse. Who else could we put on there? I was trying to make another good president joke, but I don't know enough history.
Yeah, you completely derailed what I was trying to do here by your little torso story. Oh, alert the press says, man riding around with a torso in his car. Oh, big deal.
This really bothers me how he just doesn't think this is important.
Oh, dead body. Never seen one of those before.
You sound like a psychopath or a sociopath. I don't know the difference, really.
If you had asked me that like a month ago, I knew the difference. That was a big part of the Columbine book, the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath.
The guy studying the Columbine shooting doesn't think a torso in the passenger seat's a big deal.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you derailed the show to tell me that little story that happened 2 days ago.
So we hadn't talked about it yet.
It's just a real drive move from you to get to a three-day-old story to try to talk about.
Are you really going to compare my talents to the drive?
I'm not comparing your talents. I'm comparing your method. What you just did, your little antic.
You brought up torsos, and it made me think of it. I'm sorry.
Just go to break, Ben.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745.
So we basically have just determined that a psychopath is a sociopath on steroids, basically. Usually acts on it. You know, your serial killers are psychopaths, not sociopaths. Cam says, he's actually reading a book about it that says 4% of people are sociopaths. That seems... I don't know if that seems high. 4% doesn't sound very high, but when you look at it as 1 in 25, it seems kind of high. How many people work here at the station? Kind of close to 25, right? at least if you just take into account like the interns who have kind of come through here the last couple years, you don't have to list them all off, but it's fun. One of those was the sociopath.
Who do you think it would be?
Brandon, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Brandon could be a killer?
Well, no, sociopath, not psychopath. There's a difference.
So psychopaths are more rare?
Yeah. Yeah.
So do we think we maybe have a murderer amongst us?
No, no. I think the statistics say one out of every 25 people are a sociopath.
But you think Brandon would be the most likely to be a murderer among the just guys at the station?
I'm not calling Brandon a murderer. You're not gonna put me into that box. That's not what I'm saying.
We're at 21 people by my calculations.
Okay, so if we haven't had him yet, chances are this next batch of interns could be him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Andrew already left.
You think intern Andrew is the highest chance? You might be onto something there.
Oh, Cam has a book here about sociopaths.
Did you not hear Parker. Me say that?
I had to take a picture of my belt card to send to my mom.
So if you are going to be considered a sociopath, you have three of these seven characteristics.
Ooh, give them to me.
Failure to conform to social norms,
mm-hmm.
Cody. A.k.a. showing up late, wearing collared button-up shirts with basketball shorts.
Okay. I don't know why that we're was picking very me specific. Apart here.
Very specific in this book, but yeah. Deceitfulness, okay. Manipulativeness.
It's not me.
Impulsivity, failure to plan ahead.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you were listening to Hour 1, you heard Cody McClure's thoughts on planning ahead and his impulsiveness of dreaming of opening the door and Dan Bazilian or whatever the hell that guy's name is being in a helicopter waiting on him.
I've rethought that. I think he would be a jerk to hang out with.
Yeah, you think?
But I would enjoy the lifestyle.
You like the babes and the drugs, like I said, but not hanging out with the guy? Interesting. Shocked.
Quit acting like I'm some kind of druggie.
Number four. Here we go. It sounds like you're getting pretty irritable here. Number four, irritability and aggressiveness.
Oh, jeez.
When am I ever irritable?
You see?
You're the one that fits that. So far, the first four, number two and number four describe you. One and three describe me. Two and four describe you. Read that second one again.
Deceitfulness and manipulativeness.
Yeah, that one and then irritable. So far, you're just as much of one as I am.
Honestly, the failure to conform to social norms, I don't necessarily disagree with that one. On me, I would give that one a push. If it was a yes, no, or other, I would just select other on that one. Reckless disregard for the safety of self or others. I'll give that one more of you.
That one's probably me.
Consistent irresponsibility. Lack of remorse after having hurt, mistreated, or stolen from another person.
That one's you. Lack of remorse after hurting someone. So you got three of them, and I got four of them.
So maybe we're both sociopaths here?
We're definitely a sociopaths as a team. It's a sociopathic show.
Which kind of explains some things. The clinical diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder. So that's what?
Means you don't like to be around people.
Yeah. That should be considered when an individual possesses at least three of the following seven. So
Cody's maybe got we're five. Both.
That one kind of, I don't know. I never can decide if that one fits me or not. Because I like to be social, but at the same regard, I'm kind of not. You know what I mean? Ben, didn't we have that talk one night?
Introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
Where you?
Sometimes this sociopathic charisma is accompanied by a grandiose sense of self-worth that may be compelling at first, but upon closer inspection may seem odd or perhaps laughable. Someday the world will realize how special I am, or you know that after me, no other lover will do.
Why'd you single me out on that one?
I didn't single anybody out.
Oh, I thought you said, oh, Ben.
Oh, no, I said, oh, man.
Oh,
that's pretty deep.
Wow.
That's probably a good book. Can I borrow that book, Cam?
But yeah, Cody, we did talk about that. You're the type of person that, like, when you want to be out and social, you can go and be out and talk to whoever you want, but then days that you just...
So, for instance, this. One of the more frequently observed of these traits is a glib and superficial charm that allows the true sociopath to seduce other people, figuratively or literally. A kind of glow or charisma that initially can make the sociopath seem more charming or more interesting than most of the normal people around him. You mean like that type of charm? Cody goes out with people and makes them think he likes being out?
I mean,
he or she is more spontaneous or more intense or somehow more, quote, complex.
We've said many times.
More sexier or more entertaining than everyone else.
We've said many a time that Cody is the fan favorite. People love Cody.
Not sexier. I don't fit the entire description there.
It says or. You check in two of the three. You seem more complex.
I'm a simple kind of man.
That's what a sociopath would say.
Apparently. A lot of these things.
Sociopaths have a greater than normal need for stimulation. Which results.
Now that's not true.
Which results in their taking frequent social, physical, financial, or legal risks. They can usually charm others into attempting dangerous ventures with them. And as a group, they are known for their pathological lying and conning and their parasitic relationships with, quote, friends. How many times have we heard Cody say, I don't really have any friends? I got like one
I'm
or
my
two.
Own friend.
There's been many a time that Cody has tried to coerce me into his car whenever we've been hammered.
What?
What? Maybe,
what?
I don't feel like
that's just not true.
Yeah, that feels inaccurate.
What does that mean? Coerce you into my car? For what?
Well, okay. They may have a history of early behavior problems. Sometimes including drug use or recorded.
No, that's not. I was a good baby. I did not do any drugs as a baby.
Didn't you shove a girl off a diving board at 10 years old?
And that's where the
4 years old.
That's no, it's not four. That was like 7 or 8. Recorded juvenile delinquency.
I was never in juvie. I did push a girl off the diving board. That's true. She
sprayed a fire.
Hold on. She what?
She kind of brought it on herself.
Failure to acknowledge responsibility for any problems that occurred. So.
Sounds like an interesting book.
Does it sound like you're reading about your own life? Every line I hit, you're like, wow. I relate.
That's one of those things. It's kind of like seeing
a zodiac sign that you could just say and make any prediction.
You make some general statements, and it could fit anyone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, it's like the zodiac, or like you go to like a fortune teller or something. You know, it's like, oh, this really sounds like me because they're just making broad assumptions.
Did you hurt other children when you were younger? Yeah, everyone hurt children.
Yeah, everybody pushed a girl off the diving board.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was going to get her face bloodied up. I mean, I was 6, okay? My bad. I hope she's doing okay. I don't know. Hadn't heard from her in years.
Yeah, at least Cody's got remorse. That means he's not a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it.
Okay. Do you actually feel bad about it? You always laugh when we talk about it.
I mean, I was 6. Am I supposed to feel bad about it?
I don't know. You busted her face.
I mean, I'm always going to say, yeah, I feel bad about it, because that's just what you say, you know? But
Maybe you are a psychopath.
I didn't come here today to be psychoanalyzed.
Okay. Interesting.
Fun therapy session. I would like to read that book.
That might be dangerous.
You'll learn how you're supposed to behave. You're like the robot Kawhi Leonard. You'll learn. They say that's what sociopaths do, is they go to therapy just to find out how they're supposed to feel in certain situations to hone their craft.
Like Tony Soprano.
All of a sudden, Cody will come in, get misty-eyed when talking about pushing the girl off of the diving board.
That seems more like something Janice would do.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
For 85 years, Knoxville TVA
Last call on the other side is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. I'm supposed to be getting some new ones on Thursday, just in time for the draft. If you guys want to come over and watch the draft, maybe play a little 2K and drink some Volunteer Vodka. You already said you're busy, Cody, but the rest of you guys, if you guys want to come over, feel free.
I was just messing around. I'm not busy.
Time to pump the brakes or keep rolling. Who wants to go first, Cody or John?
I'll go second.
Why don't you go first?
Oregon woman runs into a trash problem. I want to know. She fell 16 stories down a building's garbage chute and sustained life-threatening injuries. A woman in Oregon was fighting for her life. These ads. I don't use OxyClean. A woman in Oregon.
You saw what happened to Billy Mays.
Yeah, exactly.
I never will forget the one time we're doing a show talking about Billy Mays. We got a Facebook message about Billy Mays didn't die that way. He was a good man. You're slandering his name.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? That was the weirdest thing.
We have one
ever.
Guy out here, loyal listener, love him, but he was ready to defend the honor of Billy Mays. Like, stop it.
When we went on Facebook Live, imagine us randomly broadcasting to the Facebook crowd. Not good. Not good. Anyway, a woman in Oregon was fighting for her life Tuesday after she plunged 16 stories down the garbage chute of a Portland condo a day earlier. Portland Fire and Rescue said the incident happened around 1 p.m. local time at a building on West Burnside Avenue across the street. Nobody cares where it was. Oh, well, apparently the Portland Timbers play there. Witnesses reportedly said the woman got into the garbage chute and then fell 16 stories before landing in the collection area. I wonder if she had been drinking. Who knows? She might have been trashed. Gives a whole new meaning to dumpster diving, doesn't it?
You should have just stopped after the trashed one. That was a good one.
Oh. I thought dumpster diving worked too, maybe. If she was going head first, you know. I shouldn't joke about this. She's suffering life-threatening injuries in the intensive care unit. So,
but she's still alive.
We're pulling for her recovery.
Let's check out on the old sociopath checklist. What about making fun of injured people? Where does that rank in terms of... I was one of the things. Not
caring about. We're certainly all pulling for a speedy recovery here at Fan Run Radio. We love Oregon. We've always had a mutual fan thing.
That love affair is overblown. Yeah. They're only nice to us because they kicked our ass twice. Like,
yeah, good point.
No, no thanks. I don't need their pity. You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm good. Megan Holman. Is this somebody? Megan Holman? I don't know. Arrested.
Is it for interesting?
I don't know. She's arrested. I mean, it was for a sort of an interesting reason.
I had to skip. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's just nothing there for me, you know?
No, I understand. Okay. We've talked about this iconic cocktail. We have someone donate to it. Do you remember the story about the bar that would serve you a cocktail with a severed toe in it? You remember that story?
No.
You remember that story?
When did
Were
we
you
do
on
that?
The show yet? You might not be on the show yet, actually. It might have been me and Boomer. It might have been before your time, actually.
I don't like to acknowledge that time.
You feel left out. You're like the new husband who doesn't like to talk about the men before you, huh?
I kind of feel like talk sports is us.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nothing against Boomer.
Yeah, no, I'm nothing just, against Boomer.
I'm just saying.
You're just a little territorial, I guess.
Let's kind of block out that window of time.
Sure. Okay. Well, what we talked about before, there is a bar that serves a cocktail with a toe in it.
Every time you order it?
Yeah.
Where do they... Yeah, Ben was asking the same thing. Where do they get all the toes?
Well, Nick Griffith didn't want his toe to go to waste, so he donated it to the bar. Like, he had to get his foot amputated because he was got caught in the mountains and it was, you know, 40 below. And next thing you know, his foot, you know, was ruined.
That's basically another ice cube.
That's 10 cocktails.
Yeah, well, just 5.
If you get a double, do you get the
big
toe?
I think he just had to get one toe amputated.
Yeah, do you feel shortchanged if you get, like, the pinky toe?
I think I'd probably prefer the pinky toe.
I feel like if you order a double, you get the big toe. Why is this?
The bar at the downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, is always in need of toes, she said. So we got in touch with the hotel, and they said, well, if we can get them, we'd love to have your toes. People have been venturing to Dawson City's downtown hotel to throw back the sour toe cocktail since 1973,
when a local boat operator found a severed toe in a cabin and thought turning it into a drinking challenge might be a great way to draw tourists. Somehow, it was. Since then, Terry Lee, the bar's official, quote, toe-master, estimates that more than 100,000 people have become members of the Sour Toe Cocktail Club. To join the club, you don't have to swallow the toe or even put it in your mouth, but there is one rule. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips must touch the gnarly toe. That's the motto. The toe is mummified, dry, and blackish-brown, and is stored in a jar of salt in the warmth of the furnace room for preservation. There are currently only two toes in stock. Rotate it out until they decay into useless stubs.
Imagine all the foot fetish people that go into this place.
What, so they're reusing two toes over and over again?
Yeah, that's right, Ben.
Oh, so they're just washing the toes.
I don't know if they're washing them or just going my route of the alcohol will kill the germs. Don't worry about it.
This makes me want to die.
But now they have a third toe. Maybe even, you know, five more toes. Probably just the big toe, honestly.
So they're using the same toes over and over and over and
over. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your mouth, your lips must touch the gnarly toe.
Well, when you said 100,000 members, I thought you meant there were 100,000 toes.
What'd you think they were doing? Eating the toes? Like swallowing them with a shot?
Like an olive?
Throw them away, yeah.
Yeah, like throw the toe away.
They're not toes!
I guess it's hard to get new toes.
Yeah, you can't. There's not just a plethora of toes laying around. Well,
that's what was shocking about the 100,000 numbers. Like, I didn't think they could find 100,000 toes. But
shout out to this bar, though. They found a good niche. They're like, toes. Hey, we're the toe bar.
I would have thought they had maybe 20 or 30 toes, and they just cycled them through the dishwasher and then put them in new drinks.
I feel like the dishwasher would ruin the toe.
It'd be a soggy toe.
It would definitely hurt the mummification.
It'd be hot, steamy, wet. Just, I mean, obviously the drink's wet, too. But
So the toe is black, like from mummification. It's like a, what's the deal with the toe? It's like old.
It's been.
We're really happy to get this toe, the bar said. We've been without a big toe for a long time.
So they've had multiple toes.
I want to say the original story we talked about, you know, pre-Cody, pre-CM and Ben Lee.
And Cam. Well, Talk Sports is us four.
Apparently, I think there was an issue where the toe got lost, where someone tried to steal the toe.
Oh.
So they're like freaking out because they were without, you know, like, hey, we only have a couple of these bad boys. Where's Yukon at? Is that in Canada? The Yukon?
Is it Y-U-K-O-N?
The Yukon. The Yukon Arctic Ultra. The Yukon Arctic Ultra.
Isn't that up like Alaska?
Is it? I don't know where it's at.
The Yukon Territory? It's like Alaska, Canada. I mean, it's like way north, I think. Are you talking about the Yucatan Peninsula?
It's in Canada.
Yukon. The Yukon Territory.
It's in Canada. The man whose toe they got was British. He lost his foot, like I said, in the hiking the mountains. Yep. I mean, I feel like if you were there, I feel like if I was nearby, I'd want to go there. Wouldn't you?
I'm not drinking that drink.
You're not drinking the drink?
No.
I feel like you got to drink the drink.
I mean, this.
You're drinking the drink. Don't.
Yeah.
Cody McClure is not going to sit here and lie about not drinking the drink.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, drink. I mean, yeah.
I'm not
sure.
Putting my mouth on a recycled toe.
I'll put my mouth on a recycled toe, I guess.
Would you put the toe in your mouth?
Probably.
I feel like that's a part of the whole the gift of gab, the whole charisma being the life of the party. You would chug that toe and gargle it in your mouth, wouldn't you? Hey, look, guys, I got a toe in my mouth.
I'd have to try to outdo everyone. Yeah.
I'd do the
maybe
toe.
Maybe stick
in my
the toe up my nose. You know,
I would put the toe in my mouth too.
I'd do something fun with the toe.
Yeah.
Put it in my belly button.
I feel like they wouldn't like that, the whole belly button thing. They might not want it in your mouth either. I don't know.
Maybe they get a new toe.
I want to say that toe got stolen a couple years ago, though. Okay. That was a good story.
Yeah, I liked it. Alabama man feeds squirrel.
No, Alabama man, Ben, pay attention. I don't care about the story there in Alabama. It's the opposite of Florida, man.
Okay. Doctors remove something interesting from teenager's brain.
No, no.
That's just got to be like, what, a big
no, movie? God, please, no, perfect. No.
Okay, Mariah Carey. Ooh, stop. Birthday. I
love Mariah. Me and Mariah.
Stop it.
Let's see what this like babies is. Pacifiers.
Mariah Carey's birthday cake request went awry after a hilarious misunderstanding. A woman in England instead received a cake featuring someone else entirely. Apparently, someone in England told her colleague she wanted a Mariah Carey birthday cake. They misunderstood her, and instead they made her a cake of Marie Curie.
Who?
It's like an old, old woman from the olden times. That, who was Marie Curie?
That'd be kind of funny, though.
She was
though.
Like
if you want Mariah Carey and you got Marie Curie.
She was a French-Polish physicist. She's just this old-looking woman from the like 1800s. It's a stupid story. It's not a good story. I ran out of stories.
You only did one!
I know.
It was, to be honest, it was a struggle for me, too, to find a story, so I'm not going to judge you too hard. The Drive, going live next at Jet's Pizza in Farragut if you're looking to shake free of work early. Go by. They have happy hour till 7 o'clock. They'll be there till at least 6 doing the show. I don't know if they're hanging out for a dinner afterwards or not, but go by, see The Drive. They're giving away Smokies tickets. I'll get you some pizza and enjoy their happy hour prices until 7. We love Jet's Pizza. All right, been a fun show today, Cam. Good job on signing for the whiteboard. Came in clutch. Way to have the book. Cody, decent job by you. Ben, I don't know what's been wrong with you. You really got to get better. I don't know what you've been doing. You're getting good. Need a better effort from you tomorrow.